Om Shanti. Monday, 23rd September, 2019. Essence for today from the Sakar Murli. Sweet children, if your third eye of knowledge always remains open, you will have goose pimples of happiness, and your mercury of happiness will stay constantly high. Sweet children, if your third eye of knowledge always remains open, you will have goose pimples of happiness, and your mercury of happiness will stay constantly high. Baba is here saying that if our third eye of knowledge always remains open, our mercury of happiness will always stay high. This sounds easy if we know how to keep our third eye of knowledge always open. We have been accustomed to getting, taking, or buying our happiness from somewhere or outside ourselves. In other words, we go to someone or something to feel happy. And if wherever we seek it, it is not available, we could begin to feel bored, restless, or frustrated. The list of things that we hear that usually contribute to our happiness are generally external to us and varied, and for each person, it might be different. Instead, here Baba is saying only one factor is necessary. Just always keep the third eye open. We only need pay attention to this. And it doesn't depend on anyone else but myself. In the Lokic world, what is the third eye? Results from the internet reveal that it is believed to be the gate that leads to inner realms, and the central point for our intuition, imagination, and inner wisdom. It cannot be observed as a physical eye. It is considered to be an energetic eye connected to the pineal gland. Then when the pineal gland is activated, the third eye opens. And it is said, you can see clearly and observe other dimensions with it. How it opens in the Lokic world is through a focus on the area between the eyebrows, with the intention to open it. On the path of knowledge, what is the third eye? And the third eye of knowledge. The third eye is the soul. It is subtle and incognito. The body is visible, but the soul cannot be seen with the eyes. It can be realized with the intellect, but cannot be seen with the eyes. It can be seen with divine vision. It definitely exists, but it is covered with a body. This is why it is said the soul is incognito. It is located in the forehead between the eyebrows. The forehead is a pure position, and that is why the location of the soul is said to be there. The symbol of the tilak is also applied there. That is to the forehead. It is a soul that says, this is my body. I shed one body and take another. There is no doubt about this. It is a soul too that remembers the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Unlimited Father is knowledgeful, and he is called the bestower of knowledge. The bestower of the divine eye. At the confluence age, we meet Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba. And once we recognize Shiv Baba as our father, we are given the divine intellect with which we can understand everything. This is known as the third eye of knowledge, through which wisdom grows as we study the knowledge we receive from Shiv Baba. On the path of devotion, the third eye is weak, and so souls lack wisdom. It is also explained to us that just as a soul is a point, so the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is also a point. It is said, a wonderful star sparkles in the center of the forehead. The third eye remains open when we follow Srimat, the divine instructions from Shiv Baba. What are the signs that the eye of knowledge is open? Point one, as mentioned earlier, as you grow in knowledge, it opens, because it is by studying that the lock on the intellect remains open and opens fully, and you receive light. When open, you can hold all the knowledge and you are able to detach from the drama. Point two, you have happiness in your intellect. If you're not happy, you cannot remember Baba, which is one of the main criteria to keep it open. Point three, you can accumulate power by connecting to Baba. Point four, one is a matter of the subtle region and the other a matter of the incorporeal world. Only you are able to become Trikaldarshi, that is, a knower of the three aspects of time, because your third eye is open. On the path of devotion, they show a third eye in the center of the forehead. This is why they say Trinetri, that is, one with three eyes. They show the deities with this symbol. But it is when you become Karmateet that you become those with three eyes. That refers to this time. Point five, the soul now knows. I now remember the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and I receive the inheritance from him. Point six, you are able to experience true brotherhood by practicing looking at the third eye with the third eye of knowledge. Point seven, you are able to emerge the virtues. By holding this vision of brotherhood, your sense organs will not become mischievous, and by practicing always looking at the soul and not the body, the criminal thoughts and all bad thoughts will finish. The following list of the aspects of knowledge are linked to the third eye. I leave them with you to churn. The golden age, disinterest, purity, remembrance, liberation in life, knowledge, awakening, connection with God, being able to study, understanding the study, heralding destruction, establishment, imbibing knowledge, filtering rubbish, self-mastery, battling and fighting, completion of the study, drama, the power of yoga, conquering the self and hence the world, controlling power and ruling power, knowing the beginning, middle, and end of the world. Succeeding is a good daily practice for the maintenance of the third eye. A Raj Yogi means a king who has controlling power and ruling power. Such a soul can control his mind in a second. He can never allow his thoughts, words, or deeds to go to waste. If anything goes to waste against his wishes, such a soul would not then be called knowledgeful or a king. At Amritvela and periodically throughout the day, bring your occupation into your awareness. I am a Raj Yogi. Then remain seated on the seat of a Raj Yogi, and your happiness will not fluctuate. Om Shanti.